American Indians performed war dances and beat drums, competing in the national powwow, staged to honor past and present warriors. Some American Indian military veterans marched in the opening ceremony. Pamela Barnwell is part Cherokee. She came from New York City to see an event she says could encourage people to discover their legacy and help keep American Indian culture alive.
And this will help them to want to delve deeper and maybe come here and learn more about their ancestry.
The term powwow comes from a Narragansett word meaning healing ceremony. In today's powwows, tribes gather to share songs, dances, and blessings. One ceremony honored Chickasaw John Harrington, who expressed pride at having been the first American Indian in space.
Oh, it's a great honor. I mean, it's a responsibility. You got to be able to. You want to do the best job you can do to honor your family, you know, where you came from. It's inherent to who you are. It's inherent to my work ethic, and so I take that pride and I carry it to my job.
I bring my children and grandchildren to powwows. I educate them, because somewhere along the line, if you don't teach it to the children, it will be lost. So it's my job as an elder now, a parent and a grandparent. I teach them about the arts and crafts. I teach them about the different style of dance.
American Indians make up only 1% of the U.S. population, but many more people, such as Barnwell, have mixed ancestry. Harrington not only wants people to know American Indian history, he wants them to know about modern Native peoples.
They're very capable today doing a variety of things, being scientists, engineers, doctors, lawyers, entertainers, actors, I mean, it's artists, you know, all that. So it's not just about 200 years ago or 500 years ago, it's about people that are proud of who they are and what they do today.
The National Powwow gives some American Indians a chance to celebrate their traditions. And at the same time, they show the world they continue to survive. I'm Margaret Kennedy, VOA News, Washington.